Hello, and welcome to Deep Beats Hit Parade episode 12. And the keen-eyed amongst you will notice that it's been a little bit longer than 2 weeks since we were here. I'm blameless, that's the word. But it's all Massey's fault because he's been on holiday.
He's been on holiday
3 times since we last recorded. What have you got to say for yourself, you fucking fop?
Yeah, that'd be it. No, you're right. We actually started doing the recording every 15 days. And before you know it, I had to go there and I had to go here and go back to there. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Well, we're here now. Should we just get on with it? Usual blurb. You can download it all over the place. Probably the best place is strictlyum.com/iTunes. Then it'll just end up in your devices or whatever you want. You get it on SoundCloud if it's still there by the time this gets published.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Facebook, but thousands do, but nobody does anything with it. And every now and then you can get it on Mixcloud, and Massey's, in between his holidays, found time to stick them on YouTube for people that like to watch nothing while they're listening to music. It's perfect. Should we have the first track then?
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
Bring out the family.
Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Disco Machine. Track is called Devil in Me, and it's featuring Joe Killington and Duane Arden, and it's out on Sweat It Out number 3. What do you think of that disco affair, mate?
Is that the catalogue number, just number 3?
You got me there. No, I think the right calendar number is really long.
But I just shortcut it.
Hold on.
No one's
yeah,
interested.
I'm sure it's number 3. Damn it. And yeah, what do you think of that? That'll give you some info. I mean, of course, Purple Disco Machine's been around for a little bit. It's winning nominations left and right and center, and you know, there is a Fatboy Slim on this on remix on this EP, so he's, you know, I think we can say he got to the top.
It's an absolutely fucking awesome tune.
Banger.
It's not even a banger, is it? It's kind of like, it's a funny little hybrid of kind of rock and soul and pop and dance. It's great. It's got everything. I'm going to buy that.
Oh wow! Yeah, I was lucky enough to be on the promo list.
Yeah. Get you. I'm not. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm not. Just sending a message out there.
Just saying.
Exactly. No, but yeah, astonishing track. I have to agree. The vocals are amazing. I think I made a horrible, mistake on, you know, giving back the promo feedback, because I was just playing the track and I was listening along and I was like, and I just saw, you know, featuring Joe Clinton and Duane Arden. I was like, oh, this must be Duane Arden voice. Unmistakable. And I was wrong. Because Duane Arden, he wrote the lyrics and Joe Clinton was singing it. So yeah, anyway. So apologies about the mistake. The track is still amazing.
Did you say gaff?
Did you say gaff?
Yeah. So everyone that doesn't know, Massey's off to London soon. And he's obviously practicing for when he gets in the Cockney Sparrows. Because he's made a right old gaff of that, hasn't he? Hey. Cool, blimey, gaff. Dear me, a gaff. Lovely tune, though. So good, I'm going to buy it.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm getting ready to move, you know.
Yeah, you're going to need some serious language coaching.
Yeah, mate, you between you and Paul, I'm sure it's going to be.
Oh yeah, because
he's going to be.
He's got a great accent. Scottish Italian hybrid Cockney, that'll be awesome. Can't wait to hear that when you try to pronounce people's names. Shall I play my track?
Yes, please.
What is music? To me, it's an expression of the particular culture it comes from. I think by social exposure, it gave me an opportunity to absorb the musical roots of this particular society. We'll be right back.
Jared Gallo, Midnight Society. It's taken from the Thoughts of Sound EP, which was out on the 1st of September on Salted Music, obviously Miguel Meigs' label. It's got the lot, I reckon. Bit of bounce, bit of flute. I mean, you're not getting enough flute these days. I mean, no one's done that since the Whistle song. What did you think?
I know. Yeah, I was surprised. And you know, it reminds me of... do you remember that song? I still have the vinyl somewhere. Gusto Revenge or something like that. Bom, 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 bom. Kiligi. Do you remember it? It's got the...
Sound like David Brent.
It's got the drive. Love it. Another fantastic tune.
Yeah, it's got a bit of swagger.
I don't know why. Maybe because I was reading it in another... I don't know. Armand Van Elden comes to mind. I have no idea why.
Oh, maybe. That era.
Do you remember...
I remember the track.
And what... Do you remember Big Love? Was that Pete Heller?
Yeah, yeah. I've got that somewhere on these shows.
Yeah. That kind of bass line and the track has got that groove. Yeah, fantastic
that kind of,
tune, man.
AMPM Records, wasn't it? They had a lot of those kind of
Mamma mia, those were the days, man. Oh,
Ultranate and all of that.
Oh, Ultranate. Oh, interesting. Ultranate. We say Ultranate, you see?
You say what?
Bain. You say Ultranate. We say, we call it Ultranate.
Ultranate. Ultranate. I don't know. Maybe that's just the northern man in me. Ultranate, isn't it? Put it on bread, it'll be fine.
Yeah, great tune, man. I'll have to buy this one too. Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, this is turning into a love fest. This isn't good.
Yeah. Well, this is my shit. Love fest. Yeah, I'm all about it.
Two in a row is going to be tough for you, isn't it?
No. You're not going to like the next one. It's impossible.
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 Impossible, said the pharmacist. Okay.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade.
that was, can you believe it, these guys, I mean, they keep nailing freaking tunes after tunes. And that was Le Babar and Pat Lezismo featuring A Nano, I think. Oh my god. And the track is called Move Me, and that was the original mix. My accent. And that is out on, and it will be out at the end of October on Music and Friends Records number 7. I mean, these guys, mate.
Well,
release after release.
Yeah, I'm jealous, essentially.
Incredible.
So UM264, which was out the week before last, has got 3 tracks off this EP in it.
Yes, you're right.
Including the Guillaume remix, or you pronounce that differently as well, don't you?
I call him John,
but I call it Guillaume, John. But there you go. Yeah. And it's got a remix from Alvaro Highlander.
Yes.
And two originals. Is there 2 originals or isn't there?
I can't remember, man.
Anyway.
I only remember one.
Awesome.
But yeah. Man, this guy, yeah, it's fantastic. It's incredible what they're doing. And yeah, if you don't know them, just go and check them out.
Yeah. Because they're all amazing. Vinyl?
Yes, I believe so, because they are on Bandcamp, so I'm sure you can also get the digital version.
But just
because I'm following the vinyl. Let me see, music, vinyl and CDs. So if I want to buy this one, digital album, no, you can get the digital version as well on Bandcamp.
Nice.
So musicandfriends.bandcamp.com. Go check them out.
So there you go. You can buy the vinyl and then you can get it digitally as well for those people that like to do that. But yeah, Pat Lezismo.
Yeah.
Just keeps nailing it, doesn't he, every time. It's actually getting quite annoying because it's kind of like, I want those songs.
I know.
It's just like, it's getting a bit obscene. I don't know how he's doing it. And, you know, I know that Alvaro's got quite a few bits and pieces in the pipeline, so that's good to see him kind of back at it. And Guillaume's obviously given up to being the drummer in a band and gone back to making some quality tunes. My favourite is his remix. It's just awesome.
Oh, you like the remix? Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Love it.
Play stuff, man.
Probably play that again just for the hell of it. Okay, next one. So that is Stephen K. Get to Me. That's the Tamandua Twist Sax remix, although it doesn't sound much like a sax, it sounds more like a trumpet to me. That's from the EP Get to Me, which is out already on Matt Preen's label Oh So Coy Recordings. Stephen K's from London. There's also Magnus Asberg on there with a remix. Carrying on the theme, really, a flute in the first one, some more wind instrument, let's call it, in this one. A bit different, a bit more low slow. What did you think?
I really rate the guy. I have always liked his productions. So it's. Do you say in English? You find an open door with me? I don't know, but that's what we say in Italian.
You say what? You've got an open door. Not in London, mate. You'll have your ass cleared out.
But yeah, just a way to say it. Yeah, no, I like the song a lot. I like the tune. Nice and classy and stylish. I think he did something nice with the second bit as well, the second part of the tune. Not the same, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Deep, classy, be mellow.
It's got it all. Passion.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
No, it's good. It's good. Compassion. And kind of Matt's label, consistently good, I reckon.
I know, that's another one, eh?
It's annoying, isn't it? Not supposed to say that, are we? We're not supposed to say, God damn, these other labels stealing sales from us. But hey, no, good work. I like that. Right, next.
Compassion. Automatic love.
And that was Libabar again, featuring Lady Bird. Track is called Automatic Love, and that was the Kenny Summit's Compassion Mix. And this will be out, by the time you listen to this, it's already out, October the 2nd, on Neon Records. What do you think of the lovely, housey, back in the days, old school vibe version?
Definitely old school. Definitely old school. And I can't make up my mind whether I like it or I don't like it for that very reason.
Oh my God, it could have been a 3 out of 3.
It could have been, but no. I've always been, I like her voice. Like, she's done a lot of stuff with Andy Compton on Peng Records with Rurals and stuff like that.
Ah, she's Lady, got, Lady Bird.
Yeah, she's got a lovely voice. I think she might be French or something like that.
Yes, she's from Paris.
Yes, well, there you go. I'm a good online stalker as well. But, yeah, it was nice. It was nice, but...
Was it too mellow?
Just maybe not memorable enough. You know, just kind of...
Oh, fair enough.
Like, I don't know, 5 years ago, that would have been, like, the pinnacle of kind of cool house. But I guess tastes move on and... Well, mine do. And, yeah, it just kind of feels a bit kind of like, yeah, it's been done. Which you would probably say about most of the tracks that we play, you know. It's not often you get a track that's like, wow, that breaks the mold, but that just felt a bit predictable.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
That's okay. I guess, you know, I've always been like that. Constantly, you know, I like new things and I like to, you gotta move on and with life and with music. I don't know why. I mean, it takes me back. I'm very sentimental. I get very emotional about this.
You're
it takes
Italian.
Me back to my days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I loved it, and it was good because it's interesting. I think the label is both is based in Belgium and New York. I like that. I don't know why. The producer is from Belgium. She's from Paris. I mean, it was a nice package. But anyway,
quite an international lineup.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
You realize when you're in London, you'll have to stop this emotional stuff, don't you?
Oh, they don't do emotion.
No, you don't have emotion in London. You just got to be Niles, mate. Niles. Leave it there. Next track. Thank you. So interestingly, we both kind of gone a bit retro with our third picks. So that one was Stan Serkin, Save Me. That's the Ashley Beadle's North Street mix. Great to see Ashley Beadle still cracking them out. That's from the EP called Save Me. It's on F**CLR Records. No idea what that stands for, why you would do that. It's out already. Stan Serkin is a Muscovite producer, if that's the right phrase for it. So we're really giving it the international feel. And I managed to blag my way onto Ashley Beadle's promo list from Twitter.
What?
Yeah. Share a secret,
mate.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Fantastic.
So what did you think?
Really didn't like it to start with, I have to be honest. I was just like, no. I don't like where this is going. And I think it started to get me around 3 minutes and 20 something. And then I have to say, and then the track just fucking takes off and flies. So, man, I don't know. I know every time we do this, I tend to like everything, and I don't fake it. I fucking like everything. I mean, what are you going to do? It's really difficult for me to find a track that I don't like. It needs to be really shit.
I might have to try harder next time.
Yes. But you know where you got me? You got me on the vibe again, you see? You can't see me, but, I'm swaying, I'm moving my hands in the air right now. Yeah, back in the days kind of stuff. I love the vibe.
I suppose it's a matter of choice, like kind of your last track with Lady Bird on vocals kind of takes you back to stuff you liked.
Yeah.
Whereas I find it a bit, whereas that takes me back to that whole kind of phase action kind of era when I was buying records in London and travelling down on the train to buy bags of records to take home and play and stuff like that.
Huh.
And it's a memorable time that a track like that transports you back to, and that's kind of,
yes.
I mean, that's music, isn't it? Kind of transports
Absolutely.
You somewhere, which is, why we like these tracks and why we pick them for the show, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess that gets stuck with you, right? I mean, whether you want it or not, for the rest of your life, you're always going to be influenced by what you really like to start with, I think. And not that we don't evolve, but, if there is something that recalls an old vinyl, I think that it's always going to be like that. I wish I could have been in London during that time, because I think it would have been fucking amazing in the 90s, man. 90s to 2000. I mean, we were quite lucky in Italy, I have to say, because we had a few pioneers that actually started bringing proper house music in Italy and in Rome. So we didn't miss out on good stuff, but fuck, man, London. I can't imagine. Fucking fantastic.
Can't wait, mate. Can't wait.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, so, speaking of classic and old school and old vibes.
What a perfect segue.
And look at that. I mean, it is time for the classic tune.
Classic tune, classic tune, classic tune.
I mean, we've got some fucking amazing jingles, man.
Yeah. We need more jingles. Maybe we could get Will some such to make us a jingle.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
If you get this far in the program, why don't you make us a jingle?
Please.
You can do that.
Make us a jingle.
Anyway, classic track. Shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mara Lovelace. The track is called Only You, and that is the Danny Tenaglia. We say Tenaglia, I'm sorry. You might say Tenaglia, but I call him Danny Tenaglia's Groove Jet Mix. And this was out.
Say it again.
Okay, hold on. Danny Tenaglia. That's how we call him. You say Danny Tenaglia, right? How do you say Danny Tenaglia?
Danny Tenaglia.
That was Danny's Groove Jet Mix. And this, my friends, was out on King Street Sound in 1996. And just to give you an idea, not that you might care, a mix by a DJ, an Italian DJ called MBG, I still have the fucking tape. And
what, like a cassette?
A cassette! Text me back.
No, it's a beautiful, beautiful track of its time, kind of that whole kind of euphoric house era. Personally, find a little nasty bit in the middle there, a bit off-putting.
Very interesting.
But otherwise, quality. Yeah. 16, what did you say, 2000 and what?
96.
96, oh jeez, how many years ago was that? 96. That's like 21 years ago.
That's insane.
It could be. Of the six people listening to this, there could be some people that have no idea what a cassette is.
Oh, fuck it. I mean, I find that astonishing. But yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
There's a guy at work who doesn't know what CB radio is.
That is just like, I don't know, it doesn't make you feel sad, it makes you feel old.
Yes.
But also you're feeling for the guy, because it's like, you're missing out, mate.
Yeah. He'd never seen this. Convoy, the film. Chris Christopherson was in it, and he drove a truck, and they used CB radios.
Anyway,
he'd never seen that. He'd never seen Cannonball Run. He'd never seen any of these quality films.
Exactly, I know.
I felt for him as I explained what CB radio was for hours on end.
And at the same time, you go, you young fucking bastard.
Oh, you young pup. You don't know anything. He likes the Disclosure Project.
There you go.
Never mind. Anyway, Danny Tenaglia, or Tenaglia, or whatever you pronounce it, he's a right old geezer. There's a lot of London people going, shut up, tit.
Shut up, you tit. Twit.
Shut it.
Yeah, I'll have to learn, eh?
Yeah,
Because they say when you move to a new country, the first thing you need to learn, forget about netiquette and that shit. You need to learn how to actually use swear words properly. Yeah. And I believe in that. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, it's a good place. Like, you can watch Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch.
Yeah, oh, man.
Films like that, you'd learn everything.
What a segue. Believe it or not, Snatch was my nickname for a long, 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 long time back in the days. Can you imagine the problems that I had with that nickname?
You must have looked funny in that outfit.
Because that was my absolute favorite fucking movie when it came out. Absolutely. So we used to basically, come on, little segue. Nobody's listening anyway by this point. It's just me and you.
I've got a question.
Hold on. Why Snatch? Because we used to, back in the days, in the 98, stuff like that, we used to play online, right? First-person shooters and that kind of stuff, and we got really into it. And Snatch was my nickname. And after a few years, I actually understood why they used to ban me on many gaming servers because of my nickname. I was like, why the fuck are you banning me, you bastard? It's the name of a movie. It's a fantastic movie. And then someone actually explained to me
My question was, I'm taking it that Snatch doesn't mean what it means when you're in Italy.
No, nobody knows. Well, in English, nobody knows, if you know what I mean. They all go with the name of the movie. That's how we... Yeah. And then I found out.
Yeah.
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 Funny shit.
Probably never tell that story again.
No, especially after this. Yeah. Good stuff, man. What a comeback.
There you go. Good work. Right. So that was episode 12. You can, of course, download it from strictlyum.com/iTunes. You can get it on SoundCloud while it's still there, but let's be honest, nobody cares. You can follow us on Facebook, and again, nobody cares because it's just adverts and people talking about how they hate politics, which sounded like Ben Elton all of a sudden, but it wasn't meant to be. You can get it on Mixcloud. Are you still putting it on Mixcloud, Massey?
Absolutely. Yep. Up to date.
And Massey's discovered an app that converts mixes onto YouTube, so now you can watch a static image for hours on end. Video is the future, whatever. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, maybe.
Depending
if Massey's got any holidays.
No. We'll do it.
He reckons. We'll see. And we'll have another classic track. I think we'll try and find a guest classic track.
Yeah. Oh, God.
In fact, let's get a classic track from Pat Lezismo.
Round of applause. Great idea.
Let's try that. If not, it'll
let's
be Paul.
Let's try that, man. Come on.
Paul can be our sad loser if we don't get Pat. It's worth a try. Thank you, Massey. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you,
as
man.
Always. Great story.
As
great
usual,
outfit.
Man.
Great nickname. Till next time.